Now, do we have audio? Yes, we do. That's great. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to Studio 2, Rob. What's the day weather look?
Come here, how is it?
Hot. Hot. Well, it's a little cooler today. Oh. Yesterday it rained quite a bit, and the weather was nice. It's like,
I got the pastry there. Like, I have to use my goddamn knife.
Wait, there's which Rombo you can see. Yeah, I have to use one of these stupid knives. My crypt knife. It's open.
How manly.
This is like the they put the things here. It's like the Sahara chess from the olden days of China. They have these chess pieces. They look like exactly like this. Pretty cool. So you can play chess and.
And eat. Like, whoa. What novelty. Oh. Oh my god.
On the label. A company called October 5th. So a lot of people say, oh, well, it's good until October 5th. No.
Name of the brand.
Cookies. They're from Taiwan. Very nice. Not too sweet. The flavor. It's got buttery. I'll look it up. But for now, I don't know what to say. But I was thinking about the whole Taiwan thing. I was like, no, this election coming, and we're gonna figure it out after that. They say it's gonna be a war. It's gonna be the war, and, you know. Like the PRC. PRC is like Belt and Road stuff. It's a lot of those cover. You know, they don't. I don't think they can. Like, I've been seeing a lot of video with Belt and Road buildings got falling apart. Not a lot of them, but quite a few. Then I've been hearing the army thing. It's like, yeah. Now what's this from? All the military around the world. And they say that, no. Yeah, they're not ready for it. Local, they call it local war. Just like going to the city and start shooting. Yeah, they're not ready. Man, sounds like screaming. La Fanequita, we're listening to that because I was talking about that on Wednesday or Monday. It's a Armani runway show for every episode. Yeah, it's just like fabulous. survivalist be to be an agent or to be doing secret stuff. You gotta get that look. You gotta look. You gotta get that leather jacket for Armani. Or YSL. Or this whole fashion thing. You gotta be part of it. And plus, you kick ass. Like what? What? No. I don't think so. But it's like cover, right? That shows looks like that, but it's a cover. Real people at those jobs, they don't look like that. They look normal people. They don't look anything like they see on TV. But that's what it is. The analysis from PRCs. They look the part, but they might not have it. Like, wow. So holy cow. And I don't know. If KM, like, I agree with the analysis. People say, if KMT takes over again on Taiwan, maybe there's some, not unification, but they will work with people from China for products and stuff. There's going to be limitations. So you can't put chips in there. It's going to be something. I don't think it's going to be a war. But, like all the other people say, I've read the WF, the Wefers, the Wefer wanted. They want war. And they, I don't think they can. And of course, there's this typhoon. We call it typhoon over here. It's coming. Where's it going? I mean, it's heading towards this one, Kaohsiung. It's heading towards that way, so I don't know. It's tracking and tracking. What do we know? You can see it. It's heading towards Manila. And it's going to go right between my Tainan over here. Like, oops. That's Monday. Today's Friday. So it's over here. Chilling out in the east of Manila. I think we have family members there. I gotta go see. I like to go. I've never been. I've been to Thailand. Thailand, where are you, Thailand? Mandalay. Ooh. Thank God. Oh, okay. Here. Yeah. Somewhere generally around this area. I'd like to go, I don't know, well, I'd like to go back, maybe, yeah. And there's like the other places, been to Hong Kong, I was born here, been to some part of the mostly Shanghai, and I haven't really, it's for the Shanghai Expo. I went to see. I think it's 2010, right? Let me see. Shanghai Expo. Anyway, type it in. Shanghai. I kind of disappointed. You have to stand there for the. Yeah, 2010 Shanghai Expo. got some stuff from there. Man. Yeah. Wasn't a few. Like, you guys suck. Couldn't get in there. It's a line. I have the people going there, like, they're not paying attention to what they just want to go chill, like, amusement park. They're not really thinking about what people are building over there. It's about energy. That's all it is. Want to save the energy, and then I was kind of like, No, you guys got nuclear, no? European, Northern European, you guys got nuclear stuff. What do you need this? All of a sudden, years later, they say, oh, we're going to take down the nuclear power plant. We're going to put like wind tunnel, wind, and some other stuff. No. It's like, oh my God. Guy's gonna freeze to death. And they did. Right? I think so. I don't know. I think they did. Sort of. We don't know. Oh, what's this? Flight night? Oh, flight night, I suspect. Rested. Post mounted video shows airplane panic as Patrick opened the door while in the air. Why? South Korea? Wonder why did panic? I mean, you're in the close quarters, so I guess the guy just panicked. Maybe. Probably freaked out. Who knows? I saw that article. Lesser, the $2 billion Powerball guy getting sued. You stole my ticket. They, you know, they give money back to the person who bought them. Maybe somebody bought them for. It's like I'm gonna keep going $2 billion. Could it be? Maybe I don't know. Just stop. Just crazy. Ex-professor freed by judge in post machete threat, then dines at fast food joint. And she's giving the look. Would you look at? Would you look at? Oh boy. And this is the whole dissenters of Trump thing. It's like good stuff, bad, good stuff, suing, then Britney shows up. Influencer, you're an influencer, and you've been hospitalized after horse fall. Oh, no, that's bad. I never fall off a horse, only ride it like a couple times. I never fell off, but close. Well, maybe I thought it was close. I'm just like,
No. Booze. Oh my god. Oh, booze. Sharon's no booze. No. No. Don't do it. Must. We must. I must. I must free the nipple. Okay. Who does by day? Scrubs by day, who does by night? Okay. You need to make money. Beetle. Again. Hey, where's the ship? Where's her sailboat? I'm not doing the hashtag thing. That was a joke. No hashtag today. But Matchbox, yes. So, I had the two, the LD, yeah, the MX5. I bought the Pagani Zonda because I saw this in London when the Pagani just came out with the car. They parked it outside. Yeah, happened to be in London. Saw it. Oh my god, should have took a good picture. I didn't. Trying to show my camera, but camera's not focused. I gotta fix that. But anyway, I gotta pick a new little matchbox thing. Add to the fleet. But this thing has a turbo. What's the matchbox turbo thing? Okay, so Mattel. Actually, my dad used to work with the Mattel. Let me see. Cotton Charles. How will you? Thing. No. I guess. I don't know, is that. Turbo. I don't know what the turbo thing is. It's not rechargeable. It's not remote control. I didn't know what it was. So I thought maybe they put like a little mechanism by the wheels. So, wait, like the front end or the back end where the intake is, you just put it between your mouth and blow on them, like, whoosh, like a little turbo thing. But, oh, this is cool. And then I tried it, I was like, no. Turbo. Hot Wheels. Oh, it's not Matchbox, sorry. Hot Wheels. Okay, so I got mine for cheap. Man, Amazon is selling for $5. Man, I got mine for like $1. So I thought that, no, they had this. On the Rumble, you're gonna see it. Just paste the link. So it was just like a memory thing, like, nah, I saw this thing, it was so cool. Wish I had a
picture. No, I'm just like, eh, keep it. It's like Hot Wheel Turbo. I was like, Hot Wheel Turbo. Okay. So I thought you blow on and go, like, no. So I did it. I'm like, it, I think it's just a name, but the way they drew it, with the way they had on the box, I'm like, it looks like a turbo with an arrow. I was like, why is it? This is collectible, but, what does a turbo do? Is that your turbo? It's like, no, it's not. It's nothing. I asked around. Like, no, it just looks. It's just the turbo. It's just put turbo. It's like a label. Like a reference. The reference of the Tron Legacy. Right? So what's the difference between this new operating system compared to the old ones? Oh, we just put a 14 in the box. Yeah, that's what I feel. They just put turbo in the box. And what's 1/5? 1-5? 1/5? What's that mean? No. So I looked it up. It's like, it's nothing. It's supposedly on the track. It's supposed to go faster. I don't know. I don't have one of those tracks. I think they just call it turbo collect, people collect. So like when I do the search, I get a turbocharged 1.5 liter on the Accord. So what? What does it mean? The fast? Or just collectible? Very plastic. So I looked it up, how we your wiki thing. And it's like, no, it's a thing. You're like, oh. Like, disappointment. You guys should build a tiny little turbo thing. Go. Let me see, Micro Turbo. I think they have them on YouTube. It's so cool. Since I've seen it. YouTube don't have it. PG Turbo Whistle. Pretty cool. This guy's just shouting. Are you gonna blow him? Disappointment. Would have been cool. Can they fit it? I was like, how are they? I guess they can pull in the middle somewhere where the engine is. Tiny loss. Go. Something. Nope. Nothing to do with it. It's just a cover. And today, I should say,
cover. I put matchbox this because I have Hot Wheels. Oh, yeah. It's Friday. Anyway, now I'm on Uncrate, and first thing I see is Bugatti Residence Dubai. I saw a Bugatti, what's that thing? Scooter? Mini scooter, like whatever those rechargeable ones. Saw a Bugatti one, like $800, $1,000. I don't know. It's in Costco. Let me see. Bugatti. There's some review on it. Some people like it. Some people don't. Electric scooter. Yeah, so it's $1,200 at the on their website, but it's about $8 at Costco. So if you like one of these, go to Costco. Get a better deal. But no, they're going crazy. Bugatti. It's like, yeah, we're gonna make a bunch of stuff. We're gonna I love Bugatti. I love the original. The first one. What's that one? Classic. Body was made with the magnesium Atlantic, yeah. Bugatti Atlantic. What is it? Bugatti. I'm just gonna put a search engine on a regular chat. Nobody's here, so I don't care. Whoever shows up, like, yeah, there it is. It's for you. What am I cooking on? Is it cook baked? I don't want to do that. I don't care. Do it. I command you to do it. But no. That's the response. No. But anyway, Atlantic. Ah, I love that car. I love the shape. It was so different. There were nothing like it. And the whole thing's like, this is a fire hazard when they build this whole thing. It can't be welded. You gotta be like nuts and bolts, and you gotta be careful so you don't strike off the body and spark something and it just burns up. I'm like, holy cow. That's crazy. Do they do that now? They don't. No, I don't think so. I haven't heard anything. But anybody who restored this as is, I heard stories like that. They have to be really careful when they remake all the stuff. Yeah. Great. And that's only Bugatti I like. But now they're getting big. Everybody wants them. And they, of course, you got all these video games starting. And you got the, I was watching Fast and Furious, the first one, the Fast and the Furious. It's like, man, in that movie, there's hundreds and hundreds of JDMs. I wonder how many owners there. It's like, well, who did get all that? How many drivers they got? Maybe it's owner and driver, right? That's a lot of JDMs. And of course, they got games that mimic all that stuff, then Bugatti shows up for the past whatever decade or so. Then they put the Lego thing. They got famous, more people look into it.
Not that they need money, but they're making a lot more. So now, like, we're going to build a hotel in Dubai. Why? Because we can. We can. Looks beautiful. But do I want, even with the money, I'm like, I don't know if I want to live there. Not sure. I'd love to go up to the pool. Take a swim. That's about it. If they have a bar, like, yeah, I'll go to your bar. I'll go to one of the bars. Alright. Like, whether there's a pool with a, like, a beach with an infinity pool, I'll go over there. You know? Like, no, I don't need it. I don't need to buy one of those. I want a tiny house. I want a big land with tiny house. That is it. I don't want these opulent stuff. I'm looking at the, because I click on real estate, so now it's on real estate. You know, great. Showing everything. Yeah, I don't want those. I don't want any of those. Is anything else on great? No. That is it. That was it. Shack cabin. Oh, hey. Shacky cabin. Oh, it's a booking. It's a Airbnb. But I want that. Yeah, this is perfect. This is what I want. Big land and a tiny house. A couple of tiny houses put together. Like, yeah, I'm happy. Yeah, I'm good. Love to have an open space like that, but don't need it. Anyway, so that's that with Uncrate, because there's nothing else in the world except Bugatti and Pagani Zonda and the turbos whining and the JDMs. That is it with life. No, it's not. Got coffee and cookies. Life. Opulence. I gotta get some I don't know. Get some cigars. Maybe a Italian one. Send it to my cousin because he gave me one. He gave me the Francis Coppola. Let's see. Like 20 some bucks. Depend between $9 and I forgot which one I got. Might have been the red one, something. No. Can't remember. It's like 20 something, $30. But why is it 287? 287, it's the one that probably
aged much longer. It's not bad. It's a good one. No, it's like 20. I like the downy. Rufino. Okay, that's not it. I'm trying to look. No, red. Where's the red? Red. Nothing. Red. Okay. Raymond. Santa Margarita. That's not bad. That's pretty good. I feel like Chianti. Gani Chianti. Russo, here we go. Villa Antinori, Toscana Russo. This is good. This, and it's pretty cheap. Relatively good price. I think this is the same one that Curry and Akiva had on one of the episodes. You're like, tiny. Yeah, that's the one. I don't know. A lot of these are pretty good. You just try them. Rufino, I had it before. It's not bad. I'm trying to look for. There's another one. Monte Antico Toscano Russo. It's not. Well, I could be wrong. I don't know what which Russo they had. I had the one that's very new. That was it. Yeah, I mean, most of the Italian wine, you're gonna tell the difference between that and California. California is a little bite, you gotta let it air it out. But Italian, it's funny, a little more fine tuned with age. So it's like, yeah. Where are we? 30 minutes. You got 10 more minutes. Should I keep going? Somebody jump in live studio and then jump right out. Like, you're boring me. I'm leaving. Okay. The it's up to you. What kind of music you like? Hardcore punk, like that stuff. Yeah, the Banco Fear. It's like, yeah, there's some of the stuff. But it's funny. Talking about beers. They sing about beers and all stuff. But I love, he was acting for a while, but I love the name. Just, my name's Leaving. Hi, I'm Leaving. Alright, bye. No, my name's Lee Ying. Yeah, bye. Goodbye. No, you don't understand. My name's Lee. Oh, that's not his, birth name, but. I love that part about people changing their name. So it's just, I got a good name. I don't know if I want to change it. You know, I have the other name, pseudonym, that I keep saying it.
in my podcast, and you know where it is. And I got it from Claudia. Calling me Eduardo. No, it's Ed. No, Eduardo. Then the British, Irish, Scottish. That's Zed. That's Zed. Edward Zed. So it's Zed. Like, no, man. Zed. So. You know what I said. I'll say it with the accent. I'll do it. Because that's part of the character. So, my name is Eduardo Pinot. You know me. Do you know me? Yes. I know wine. Actually, I don't. I know about wine, cheese, and Europe, and hardcore bands, cars. Ever want to know other stuff? Come to me, including coffee. I know coffee like nobody else. You think I could get away with that? Like just talk crap. Maybe, right? Maybe. Will I do it? I don't know. We'll just do it for a joke. I haven't been on the drive for a while. Oh, okay. Never mind. But before I go, the months. 4 hours. It's coming up. Race up the century. They got, holy cow, man. Cadillac, Ferrari, Toyota, Peugeot, Porsche, and I'm clicking out. Is it clicking? But holy cow. It's coming. Saturday, check-in scrutiny start this Saturday, I think. And the next Saturday is the race. The circuit opens to public. Oh, actually, no. Following week. So they open to public. You can go see cars. So they're going. Holy cow, it's coming. I don't know. I'm not sure if there's a ticket left. But I guess if you're in France, you can go check it out. And then a Vandal Hydrogen Village. Yeah, so they're doing hydrogen. If there's hydrogen village, I'm thinking they're going to push for hydrogen because everybody knows the battery's not going to be cool enough. We'll see. If usually a lot of these Le Mans or these races, what tech that goes into these cars will bring it to the public eventually. because they have to make in order to participate, say like the Zondag. In order for Zonda to participate, they gotta make the road cards. Certain amount of road cards, just sell them, and then be like, okay, you can come. Then they engineer all the stuff, then they get schooneering, and then yes. Yeah, Glickenhaus made sure he's got it right. Yeah. So Glickenhaus is fine. I don't know. Pujol's not doing like, eh. I heard it's doing okay. Kind of like Raising is actually, like, cool. Let's see. So it's Cadillac, Floyd, Fenwell, Penske, Porsche Penske, Porsche Penske, Toyota Gazoo, Toyota Gazoo, Hertz, yeah. Oh, Hyundai is. Are they doing hypercar. Wow. Ferrari, of course. Ferrari. Porsche, Penske, another one. Peugeot. One, Peugeot two. And it's Cadillac. Glickenhaus and Glickenhaus. Huh. It's going to be a crazy race. I want to see it this year. It's more last year. Then I sort of watched it towards the end. I'm like, yeah, not exciting. So here's the clock on the website. It says 15 days. 2 more weeks. Gonna be exciting for people who love cars. It's gonna be exciting. I'll keep my eye on it for a little while. And to have a live feed from Carpet, like few teams have it. I know Toyota Gazoo has it. Not sure the Porsche might put my live stream on YouTube. So that's it. Today, this Friday, have a great Friday, have an excellent, keep repeating that, but just have a good weekend, enjoy it, you know, then we'll see what happens with this whole reset thing. I don't think it's going to be, I think there's going to be some impact, that's not going to be what a lot of people say. And keep your eye on crypto when this happens. When that happens, keep an eye on gold, silver. If you should buy some by now, if you don't. See what happens. That's it. Have a good life. Live it. Don't do anything stupid. Get caught. If you do something stupid, don't get caught. Get caught, well, then you're stupid. Duh. Oh, that's it. And yeah, don't be fooled by the turbo thing. Oh, I was just disappointed. I wish the hot wheels had the thing and go whoosh. But nope, no turbo. It's just a name. Cover. It's just a cover. That's it. Okay. I guess I'll see you guys, whoever listening, on Monday. Ciao.